under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us as we face the issues each and every day on this broadcast. You, our listeners, make up the entire broadcast format. It is on a Q&A basis. That is, we ask the questions. You could join in with the dialogue, discussion, and your answers and or your questions. We always are delighted to be able to entertain the broadcast listening audience with the questions and comments, dialogue, and discussion that we have about the issues that I believe are fundamental to our faith. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we ought to participate in the process that we see that we call civil government today. Too long, we have had pastors in the pulpits telling their members, do not get involved in politics. They're evil, wicked, and dirty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, God created civil government. He didn't see it as wicked, evil, and dirty. In fact, God's creation of civil government was designed to prosecute evil and to protect the good. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 through 7. Civil government was created by God as a servant of God to carry out God's plan for man. But we find it totally reversed today. We find it totally opposite of that today. And it's because we're watching our freedom of religion, our freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms. And I could go on and on with our Bill of Rights as to what we see being eviscerated today. So simply suffice it to say, we need to be active. We need to be involved. We need to know what's happening. We need to participate in the process. The Bible is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I believe we've been, as a nation, in the state of mourning for several years now. And I believe it's time that we pray and seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14 reminds us of that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we discuss the issues today. We're talking about freedom of speech in crisis, open forum. We're going to be talking about three major things today. That's the reason I'm calling it open forum. But all three of them indicate and deal with our freedom of religion, our freedom of speech. And in that is the freedom of religion. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to deal with what's just taken place with Tucker Carlson with Fox News. We're going to talk about Joe Biden and his video, very lame duck, very lackadaisical, yet high-profile production by video announcing that he's running for re-election. He's going to try again to run for re-election or run for election, hiding out in the basement, but this time using a high-profile, skilled Hollywood producers to produce even his announcement of running for re-election. Then we're going to talk about Dr. Diana Greene here in Jacksonville, the superintendent of schools. They're having a school board meeting tomorrow, and her name will come up. She will be discussed, as I understand it. She'll be discussed whether or not she needs to be fired or resign. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe she needs to resign, and I'm going to tell you why during the course of this broadcast today. And I'm going to urge you to be at that meeting tomorrow, if at all possible, and ask for her resignation. That's how serious it is with the care for our children here in Duval County. But ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about these and other issues each and every day, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the truth book. In John 8, 31 and 32, with the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." In John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, there's a declaratory statement by the Lord Jesus, "Thy word is truth." Then in Psalms 117 and verse 2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." That's a pretty long time. Truth of the Lord endures forever. Ladies and gentlemen, truth, may I just tuck this in? Telling the truth is what got Tucker Carlson fired. Telling the truth is the reason of the attempt to destroy, to eviscerate, to persecute, and prosecute Donald J. Trump. Telling the truth is not something that's sought after in society today. George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We see that to be validatably true today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said it warned that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Let me read to you just a little blurb of what former Senator Jim DeMint said. He says, "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity." End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, what former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said in that statement was that we have left the fundamentals of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. As Christians, as a Christian culture, and as conservatives in America, we have faltered, we have failed, we have fallen, and as a result of that, we're watching the implosion of our entire society, of our nation. We have the lowest morals, ethics, values, and truth, if you will, in America today than I believe in the history of our great nation. And part and parcel of it is because of the lack of standing on truth. I'm looking at a survey, and it shows that 55% of the Americans, 18 to 35-year-old age group, speaking of truth, they say each person determines their own version of truth. In fact, the writer of this article about the survey says, we're watching America being pushed past its tipping point. America is being pushed past its tipping point. I believe we passed the tipping point some time ago. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I urge you each and every day in my elongated and sometimes shortened monologue and discussion on this program. I remind you of the 15th century theologian, Jan Hus, theologian and church reformer. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that is a challenge that we ought to embrace and carry out as the mantra for life and living each and every day. Let me remind you, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brand like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the electric backup systems. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a wonderful benchmark, an identifier, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Base of that flag and the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff, Tools for Time, to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word designed it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We'd love to hear your dialogue and discussion about the issue we're speaking of today. That area code, if you're tuned in by way of the internet, 904-831-0917. Join in the dialogue and discussion. We're talking about freedom of speech in crisis. Open forum. We'll be talking about Joe Biden's announcement of his reelection. We'll be talking about the firing of Tucker Carlson from Fox News. We'll be talking about the need to fire Dr. Diana Greene, a superintendent of schools here in Duval County, before a further erosion and destruction of the morals, ethics, and the values of our kids and grandkids in the governmentally controlled schools here in Duval County. We'll talk about that, and perhaps you have other subjects that fit into the same category. We'd love to hear your dialogue and discussion on them. But ladies and gentlemen, have you watched the, I don't know if you've done this, this is fascinating to me. Have you ever watched an old 16-millimeter film as it's being rewound? The closer it gets to the end of the reel, the faster and faster it goes. You know, it starts out real slow, that large reel, 16-millimeter reel of old film. Now, some of you may not be old enough to have seen that. I am still less than 100 years old, but I remember watching that vividly as the reels were rewound. Same type of video footage or film footage that was shown at the old movie houses less than 100 years ago. But the closer it gets to the end of that rewind, the faster and faster it goes until it's turning to the point that it's almost imperceptible of seeing the spindles in the reel as it turns. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're witnessing the unwinding of the events of the last days in this old world. I believe that we're watching the end of the show. I believe we're watching God's final stage being set. In fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Now, what the Bible does not say, it didn't say perilous times may come, didn't say perilous times perhaps will come, but it says perilous times shall come. And perhaps you say, well, what does the word perilous mean? I'm glad you asked. Perilous simply means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, dangerous. We're living in the darkest days, the most difficult, dangerous, devastating days I believe history will record for the United States of America. Today, America is in a state of shock, if you will, as we hear and watch what is taking place in our nation. In fact, perhaps you're already familiar with it. If you're not familiar with it, ladies and gentlemen, Tucker Carlson, I've been on the air, I believe he went on the air at Fox News in 2017, if I'm not mistaken. He may have been in other positions, but Tucker Carlson's show actually debuted, I believe, in 2017. But the Tucker Carlson show was canceled by Fox Network. Now, the question is why? I'd love to hear your dialogue and discussion on it. Love to hear your input. What do you think is the cause? Why did Fox News cancel Tucker Carlson? And what most are not aware of, and perhaps you may be in that minuscule number, the Fox News stock dropped within 24 hours of their firing of Tucker Carlson almost $1 billion. You heard me. Not almost a million. Almost $1 billion was the drop with Fox stock after they fired Tucker Carlson. Why was that canceled? Why was the show canceled? Could it be that Tucker Carlson was fearlessly presenting the truth and stood on the First Amendment of speaking the truth? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm reaching over on my credenza, and I'm picking up my pocket constitution. I have enjoyed those. In fact, one of our sons, you heard him yesterday on the broadcast, Greg has bought these by the thousands, cases and cases, to just give out to people. You'd be surprised how many human beings call themselves American citizens. They've never read the Constitution, have no idea what it says. But I'm looking at the amendments to the Constitution of the United States. Amendment 1 says, Congress shall make no law representing or respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Ladies and gentlemen, you might say, well, what does the Bill of Rights have to do with the church, with a Christian ministry, with a ministry that is an outlying arm of the local churches? We've got Christian ministries across America today, pastors and churches today in America, that if we lose our First Amendment, if we lose our Bill of Rights, if it can be infringed upon or in some way canceled, ladies and gentlemen, we have destroyed the opportunity to witness, to preach, to proclaim the truth of the gospel, not only locally, but nationally and internationally. And we're watching with the Biden administration, it is encroaching our First Amendment right as never in the history of America. But when we talk about Tucker Carlson, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, he was canceled because of his stand for the First Amendment right, that is free speech. I believe the essence of his cancellation was because he told the truth about the January 6th federal agent led, hear me, the January 6th federal agent led riot at the Capitol. He exposed Ray Epps, the one that was the key person that's seen with the MAGA hat on to make it look as though he's part of the good old boys in the group. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been discovered that somewhere between 24 and 40 federal agents were mixed into the Trump group there in the at the Capitol that day that were promulgating, pushing, and prodding people to enter into the Capitol. Now, I don't know how long it'll take before all of that is shaken out and we'll come to a final grip with what took place. That's being denied by Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the others. I'm going to read a brief statement from an article, then we'll take our first caller. This article says, Tucker Carlson shows how Democrats have spent 18 months rounding up dissidents. That the U.S. Department of Justice, I'm reading the article, U.S. Department of Justice had been weaponized to work on behalf of the Democratic agenda. And he goes on to talk about, after all, the DOJ issued statements opposing the Supreme Court's ruling of the Second Amendment and the abortion in recent days, pledging to fight for the Democratic agenda against the court determined to be constitutional rulings. Also, Hunter Biden has escaped any charges so far, despite evidence mounting of what could easily be proven to be supporting of the serious charges against him. Meanwhile, innocent Americans have been in jail for their political opinions. He cites a long list of those whose primary offenses was objecting to the Democratic agenda and points to who have been arrested and charged or even jailed and not had a trial. And he goes on to talk about what has happened with the January the 6th political prisoners that's yet in prison today, some for almost 3 years, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that is taking a stand for truth, that is revealing what is truth. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, I just couldn't help myself when I heard that about Tucker Carlson. I had to call in and see how you're doing today.
I think it is egregious. In fact, I've got a fistful of articles about that and the details about that. And I think we're going to watch some major outflow from that. One person in one of the articles says that he believes that will be the start of the collapse of Fox News. That may or may not be the case. But I found it disconcerting to even turn on and watch any of Fox News this morning. I found myself searching and surfing the channels to find other news sources other than Fox this morning. I was so distressed by it. I did watch Fox and Friends for a few minutes, though, and two or three statements and some of the things they were saying, you could tell were absolutely egregiously stated. And I know these folks that are sitting on the couch with Fox and Friends and other Fox hosts, they're simply screen readers. They didn't write the script. They didn't come up with the news. They're simply screen readers. And some of the reading of the screen this morning was very, very indicative of the fact that Fox has now had a tectonic shift in their presentation of what would otherwise be called truth about the news. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are is Fox has been slowly in decline and been eroded due to several factors, and a lot of them are within government. Look at the change of helms at the helm there, Murdoch giving control over to his kids. They are extremely liberal. Then you've got the a milquetoast brand of rhino by the name of Paul Ryan, who did everything he could during the first 2 years of the Trump administration to thwart him, who's now at the helm over there. The political uproar from the Democratic side after Tucker Carlson released his first video series on the J6, in particular with the shaman patriot gentleman and his being escorted and doors open for him. I firmly believe this is a political hit job and that Fox is going to become, for lack of better words, controlled opposition. There's no one else there that is going to speak out. I personally hope that Tucker Carlson has an exclusion or something that will allow him to go somewhere else and continue on with his quest. And I got a feeling that we'll never see another inch of footage out of J6 from Fox News.
You're exactly right. In fact, that I believe that is the key that unlocked the lock that had him canned was because of the January 6th video footage. It was through the January 6th video footage that the so-called QAnon shaman was released from prison, that he would still be there had it not been for that video footage that showed that he did not break into anything. In fact, was escorted through the Capitol building by police, Capitol Police. Capitol Police opened the doors, escorted him through. He thanked them for doing so, went to the floor of the House and had a public prayer, praying for the political leadership. And yet because Tucker released that, all of a sudden across the Democratic Party, you would have thought that Tucker Carlson had shot Joe Biden because it was such an uproar as a result of it. In fact, it's because of his, I say that it's because of standing on the First Amendment, the freedom of speech, that Tucker Carlson was speaking truth. Now, that doesn't mean that everything that Tucker Carlson said I agree with, but the overwhelming majority of what he presented were factual and validatable as to being truth. And so I will be eternally grateful for what he did. By the way, you're talking about hoping he can go someplace. It's my opinion. I'm not seeing his contract, of course, but it's my opinion. If they fired him, he's released of any contractual obligations and responsibilities. In fact, who is the one that heads up the organization called The Blaze?
Eric Erickson?
Glenn Beck, that's right. I'm brain dead this morning. Glenn Beck has just invited Tucker Carlson to come and be a part of The Blaze. Now, whether or not Tucker will, I don't know. I'm looking at an article, though, that says, despicable. 60 Minutes whitewashes Ray Epps, Tucker Carlson parts ways with Fox. That's one word, two lines now of the headline. The headline on this article, despicable, 60 Minutes whitewashes Ray Epps, comma, Tucker Carlson parts with Fox News. On Sunday night, 60 Minutes whitewashed the shameless January the 6th provocateur, Ray Epps, and Fox and Tucker Carlson coincidentally parted ways. In case you missed it, 60 Minutes, it was surreal, the whole thing. How did they do it? Watch. And it's got a full video footage online there. For millions of consumers and conservatives, Ray Epps is a notorious villain. This is now coming from 60 Minutes. Ray Epps is a notorious villain, a provocateur responsible for turning peaceful protest of January 6th into a violent assault on U.S. Capitol, said Bill Whitaker, the 60 Minutes, CBS hitman. It's masterful propaganda and the height of mainstream TV lies, this writer says. Tucker Carlson, it took 60 Minutes, 3 years, to try to explain this to the American people and to try to blame Tucker Carlson for Ray Epps' insidious actions. Epps is portrayed as a tragic figure, and even though he is always on the front lines in the Capitol events, even the night before, encouraging protesters to go inside the Capitol. Now, I don't know who would want to challenge that, but I simply believe that he is no less than a federal agent. After the episode at the Capitol took place, January the 6th, he was in the FBI's top 10 most wanted list with his picture, and within 36 hours, I believe it was, maybe it was 48 hours of that, they took his picture down. He was no longer listed as one of the top 10 that was looking that they were looking for as the promulgators for the so-called, Nancy Pelosi's words, insurrection at the Capitol. But I believe you're exactly right. It's because of how Tucker Carlson handled the J6.
May I add two more points, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, one is the Dominion lawsuit. If, from what I've read, Dominion's had no success in any of their lawsuits up till this Fox News arbitration here. I'm wondering if this is also a part of that. The second thing is if you're a liberal reporter and you're not looking at what's been happening to reporters across the board that speak out against the government, you should apply a slight amount of common sense and say, I could be next. So maybe that's why CBS pushed what they did there, because they know that there's a possibility that, you know, for lack of better terms, Marxism and fascism, the useful idiots always end up going first.
Yeah, well, I've read several articles about the Dominion lawsuit, the prosecution, and as most people may or may not be aware, Fox News, Murdoch Group, settled for $786 million. It wasn't $786,000, $786 million. The suit was for $1.6 billion, and I believe we're watching the rolling of heads because of the voice, verbal, how would you say, being spoken, the outspoken Tucker Carlson talking about the January the 6th, talking about the insurrection not being what they'd called it by Nancy Pelosi, taking a stand on some things when it comes to COVID, et cetera. But the major, major thing in that Dominion suit was because of Tucker Carlson believing that there were major, major fraudulent problems in the election. And I still say so. And a few popping up across America in some of the battleground states getting prepared now for the 2024 election are saying that they cannot have the fraud that took place in 2022 and in 2020. Now, the other side says, well, there was 83 cases that went to court about that, and all of them vindicated the Biden administration and the Democrats. No, it didn't. 83 of the 83, none of them went to court. All of them were summarily dismissed by the judges. So there's never been a day in court of hearing the fraud question.
Well, that's the part that bothers me there. If Fox would have used that $700 million for legal fees there, they would have had a point where they could have had a disclosure. And disclosure is you have to put all the cards on the table. You can't hide anything.
Yes.
Because if you occlude or you omission, what they call omission of truth, if you do any of that, you're automatically assumed to be a liar. So I think that Paul Ryan had a hand in that, and he's nothing more than a milquetoast Romney rhino, in my opinion. One and the same. One and the same.
Absolutely. Well, you touched on it, and I'll touch on this and let you go. When Murdoch retired and let his two sons go in, one of them, as you know, rejoicing at the thought that Hillary Clinton would go in the 2016 election, brokenhearted that she didn't. But both of them are ranked liberals. And then with Paul Ryan on the board, what can you expect from the Murdoch group? I'm sad to see that imploding, if you will. Jim, thank you so much for calling
your
input.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about freedom of speech in crisis today. And I say that, I'm using that term, because of what's just taken place with Tucker Carlson. But I'm also saying open forum, because we're going to be talking about Tucker Carlson. We'll be talking about Joe Biden, his new speech about his reelection campaign. And Dr. Diana Greene needs to go. She's superintendent of schools here in Duval County. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. After months of saying he intends to run for re-election, President Biden made it official today in a campaign video announcement. In the video, he frames the 2024 election as a battle over fundamental liberties. The president makes the case for abortion rights and same-sex marriage and asks voters to help him finish the job. German authorities have detained a Syrian man on suspicion of planning to carry out an explosives attack motivated by Islamic extremism. The Walt Disney Company will be laying off several thousand employees this week. It's a second round of job cuts, part of a previously announced plan to eliminate 7,000 positions this year. Looking at Wall Street, the Dow is off by 87 points. The NASDAQ is lower by 111 points, nearly 1%. This is SRN News.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about freedom of speech in crises in America. Open forum today as we discuss the freedom of speech in crises and the different categories and areas in which we see that. We're talking about, just before the top of the hour news, about Tucker Carlson being summarily fired. And it's because I believe he stood on the freedom of speech, standing on truth. Now, again, I put a little parenthetical footnote in there as a reminder to you. Doesn't mean that everything that Tucker Carlson said, I fully 100% agreed with. I didn't, but with the majority of what he said was right on target. For example, we've learned that the CIA, ex-CIA official, I'm looking at a headline, Biden campaign behind letter framing Hunter Biden's laptop as a Russian disinformation. This is dated April the 21st, 2023. A former deputy director of the CIA was promoted by the Biden campaign to frame the Hunter Biden laptop story as a Russian disinformation in a letter signed by dozens of former senior intelligence officials ahead of the 2020 presidential election. According to the testimony revealed by the congressional lawmakers, former CIA Director Michael Morell was among 51 signatories of the open letter that said that the New York Post October the 2020 report dismissing the explosive contents of the laptop purportedly belonging to Hunter Biden, son of President Joe Biden. And I could go on and on, but ladies and gentlemen, Tucker Carlson covered that and brought out the fact that we had 51 supposed intelligence officers that agreed that they had examined the Hunter Biden laptop and they had agreed together that it was Russian disinformation. It's determined now that that was an absolute lie. It was not true. They formulated that, and as the ex-CIA official that is now telling the truth, said that it was admitted that they did that to prevent the election from going against President Joe Biden, or then candidate Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at the freedom of speech in crisis today. Let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking about at the outset of this broadcast today about what we're finding to be disingenuous from Fox News. They fired Tucker Carlson, and according to, and I stated this earlier, according to the latest report on the stock market, the stock of the Murdoch Group and the Fox News consortium, ladies and gentlemen, they've lost almost $1 billion in stock value after they fired Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson was simply telling the truth about events that other network and other news heads were lying about. Here's another article. Hunters crack slash sex antics, a sideshow. Fox host spotlights real problem. Fox News Tucker Carlson used his monologue to warn the evidence of drug abuse and engagement with prostitutes that had been uncovered on the Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop computer as just a distraction. The real problem that exposes from the evidence that's exposed from the evidence on the computer, he said, is that Biden cartel is selling out the United States to China. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when you have a program on national television, he had, I believe, some 4.5 million viewers, as I believe was the latest number that I read. But when you have that kind of news going out, saying that Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop computer was just a distraction, and that the Bidens are selling out the United States to China, do you think that'd make friends and influence people in higher places in the Biden family cabal and the extended tentacles out there? You think that makes the board of directors for the Fox News happy when you got people like Paul Ryan and others that's heading it up? Ladies and gentlemen, Tucker Carlson had to go in their mind. They're using the excuse, I'm sure, behind the scenes that it was Tucker Carlson's blatant disregard for facts, as they're trying to call it, that caused the Dominion hardware and Dominion software company to file the $1.6 billion suit against Fox. And they settled it for the $786 million. But just as one of our callers just mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, it would have probably been wise for Fox News to use that $786 million to pay legal fees to finally be vindicated and to bring the truth forth for the Americans that we did have the 2020 and the 2022 election summarily stolen, and it was done by the electronic devices called Dominion software and hardware. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't get around the fact that we found, I don't know if you've ever watched it or not, the video called The 2,000 Mules, which proved beyond any shadow of a doubt in my mind, may not in yours, but it provided without a shadow of a doubt in my mind that the election was stolen, with the drive-in ballot boxes being packed with fraudulent ballots. And in 2016, I am told that some 25% of the ballots were sent in by mail-in ballots. In the 2022 election, that was 47% were mail-in ballots. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the best way in the world to steal an election. And Tucker Carlson was confronting much of that. Look at another headline. It said, breaking, Tucker Carlson has left Fox News. Fox News and host Tucker Carlson are parting ways. His final show has already aired, according to the network, several outlets reported. Fox News released a statement saying Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways. Listen to this. Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and better known as AOC, claimed just a day before that Carlson was spreading misinformation and violent rhetoric. Quote, when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of those other folks on Fox News do, it's very, very, very clearly incitement of violence, she told MSNBC's Jen Psaki. Very clearly incitement, this says, very clearly incitement to making something bad and to cause violence, according to this writer. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what is taking place. It is an attempt to foreclose the freedom of speech. It is the freedom of speech that's in crisis today. We have an open forum inviting you to call 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your call will go directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue today. Freedom of speech in crisis, open forum. What are your thoughts about Tucker Carlson's being fired? Do you think it's beneficial for America? Is it harmful for our nation? Will it sequester truth any further? Ladies and gentlemen, I read a little bit early, and I'll read it again for our edification. In Proverbs 29 and verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I believe we're in a state of mourning today as a result of what is taking place in our nation. We're watching the fast track build up to the real heat of the election for 2024. And we're watching what I believe will be the sequestration of anything that's called conservative news, conservative talking heads, conservative information, because there will be the spreading of disinformation and misinformation from the left, and the right, i.e. the conservatives, will not have an opportunity to rebut it, to refute it, or to give information that would in any way be beneficial in this election that's coming up. Look at another headline, ladies and gentlemen, that says Tucker Carlson leaves Fox News effective immediately. Another headline, former news host predicts Tucker Carlson's departure will kill the network. Let me read a blurb of that. Former Fox News host Glenn Beck predicted Monday that the departure from Tucker Carlson, departure of Tucker Carlson, would kill the 24-hour news network. I think that will kill Fox, he said. I know so many people that still kind of like Fox. They watch other shows, but they're like, Tucker is the only one I really trust. You lose Tucker Carlson. This is Glenn Beck speaking. I think that really kills them. You're getting rid of Tucker Carlson? Wow, Glenn Beck said. Letting him walk out of the door even? Wow. Further, he says, Carlson's departure came less than 1 week after Fox News settled a lawsuit with Dominion Voting Systems for $787.5 million. So, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of people that are threading the needle pretty correctly and stating that it is as a result of Tucker Carlson's stand on truth, and it's as a result of the Dominion software and hardware settlement. Ladies and gentlemen, switching gears for just a moment, perhaps you saw the what I call anemic introduction to Joe Biden's supposed campaign for re-election. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's going to take place, how it's going to take place. I've said for the past 2 years, I believe that Joe Biden will leave office before election time. I still believe that. Don't know exactly the mechanism or the fundamentals of what will happen, of course. But I believe somehow, some way, they're going to find a comfortable place for Kamala Harris. Then Joe Biden will be asked to resign or will resign. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that across the nation, 70% of the people say they do not want Joe Biden to run for re-election? 56% of that 70 are Democrats that do not want Joe Biden to run for re-election. But I'm looking at a headline. Biden announces re-election campaign. President Joe Biden announced that he and Vice President Kamala Harris are running for re-election in 2024, according to the campaign video. It wasn't live. It was well orchestrated, and the words were almost imperceptible, but the major high-profile electronic presentation with the backdrop of different video footage clips, many of it out of context, he said in the launch video that he is in a battle for the soul of America. He's exactly right. Not the way he's stating it, but we're in the battle for the soul of America, ladies and gentlemen. Let's face it. We're at a point in time of major decline in America. We're watching the stand with China, North Korea, Venezuela, and Iran, and other foreign nations. We're watching the Russia-Ukrainian battle that's the beginning of World War III. We're watching the implosion of America's greatness. This article says, in the announcement of the re-election campaign by video. He said in the launch of the video, he's in the battle for the soul of America as the MAGA, that's Make America Great Again, extremists are lining up to take away America's basic freedoms, referring to supporters for former President Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to what he said, that the MAGA extremists are lining up to take away America's basic freedoms. I want you to identify, if you're listening, can you identify one freedom that the Make America Great Again group, i.e. the Donald Trump followers and supporters, can you name one freedom, basic American freedom, that's been taken away because of Donald J. Trump? I can't think of one. Don't know of one. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another headline poll. Not even Democrats want Biden to step down in 2024. Now it says not. It says now even Democrats want Biden to step down in 2024. A majority of registered Democrats would like someone other than President Joe Biden to be their party's nominee for 2024. Nearly two-thirds of the Democrats responded that they would rather someone else at the top of the ticket be at the top of the ticket, with respondents citing the economy, inflation, and President Biden's age as the major deterrents, detriments for their opposition in leading the party in 2024. It goes on to talk about the poll that was taken, and less than 13% of the voters in America say that they would want Joe Biden to go back into office. Biden's approval has been on a gradual, consistent decline since July 2021. Suggests now that only 29% of Americans approve of anything in performance that Biden has done as of today. Another headline, Biden directly linked to the raid on Donald Trump's home in Florida. We'll get back to that in a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, when Joe Biden announced that he's going to run for re-election, it's what I call a simply very, very anemic, painful, high-profile, skillfully produced video of his announcement for his running for re-election. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, this pitiful video, Biden talked about also hate speech, said he was going to stop hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I want you to identify for me, what is hate speech? What is hate speech? It's freedom of speech. We have freedom of speech. It didn't say freedom of good speech, but freedom of speech in our Bill of Rights. We have come to buy into the mindset of the loose, likes, lost liberals that there's something that is called hate speech. There's no such thing as hate speech. You can't start bifurcating speech and saying this is good speech, that's bad speech. We destroy the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, in our Bill of Rights when we do that. What is hate speech? We can't start in some way segmenting or dissecting or bifurcating parts of speech. Today in Biden's announcement, he talked about hate speech must go, that he's going to stop hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, so telling the truth with Joe Biden, telling the truth is in his mind and his handler's minds. Keep in mind, Joe Biden is a puppet for George Soros and for Barack Hussein Obama and for the globalist. Joe Biden is simply the puppet. But in the puppeteers that's pulling the strings, hate speech is anything that's truth. For example, to say that the LGBTQ sodomite agenda is evil and wicked and immoral and wrong. It's called hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, God spoke it first and God said it's not hate speech. If you say that the sodomite agenda is sin, it's sin. If you say that it's wrong, it's wrong. Why is that? Because God's word said it. It's not a matter of what some political agenda might say. Ladies and gentlemen, to say that the mask mandate was bad and it was wrong and it was harmful is called hate speech. It's called disinformation. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, 146 studies have been made on masks, and not one found that a mask was efficacious for the wearer of the mask. Not one of the studies out of the 146 showed that the mask would prevent COVID transmission or receive. Ladies and gentlemen, not one of the 146 studies on masks showed there was any benefit in wearing a mask. But ladies and gentlemen, to say anything against that is hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, to say that the COVID scare was planned is called misinformation, dangerous, disinformation, bad for you to know. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, we know that big tech, big brother, big farmer led America and the world into what is called by one scientist mass genocide. And yet to say that, ladies and gentlemen, it's called misinformation and disinformation. Physicians, scientists across America that have made statements to prove that this is wrong, i.e. the COVID jab, the COVID scare, the COVID scam. They have been dethroned, defrocked, their credentials canceled, etc. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand to challenge the benefits of COVID jab is called disinformation and misinformation. And you can't do that. So when Biden talks about in his reelection campaign video that's pitifully spoken, and he says hate speech must go, that's a dog whistle, if you please, saying that we're going to squelch your free speech. This is the reason I'm saying freedom of speech is in crisis today. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if there's any way possible that Joe Biden goes back into office, is reelected, we can kiss America goodbye. We can kiss the Bill of Rights goodbye. We can kiss anything that's called freedom of religion goodbye. That's how passionate I am about this issue today. This is how passionate I am in my conversation today in relationship to the danger that we're faced in America. If this man can be manipulated and his puppeteers pulling the strings, place him back in office, back before he was elected, when in the first campaign, I said he was a Manchurian candidate. He was elected. They said he's a Manchurian president. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a puppet. He's a shell. He doesn't know what state he's in most of the time. He's the one that turns around from the podium and wants to shake hands with the invisible man. Now, I'm not laughing at that. He is cognitively depleted, and he ought not to be used as he's being used, but he is, and that's the status of America. And if we allow in America with the upcoming election for the major plethora of mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting, we can kiss it goodbye. That is the key to an election gone awry. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, Joe Biden, right after the raid on President Donald J. Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago in South Florida, Joe Biden said he knew nothing about it. Evidence has come out now. A new thread, this article says, Joe Biden knew, directly linked to the raid of President's home in Florida. A new thread of social media statements from America's First Legal has linked Joe Biden directly and undeniably to the FBI's raid on President Trump's Palm Beach, Florida home at Mar-a-Lago, even though the White House has publicly denied any connection. Ladies and gentlemen, according to this article, it was Joe Biden in his chair, seated and on the telephone, that gave instructions, directions, authorization, and go ahead to raid President Donald J. Trump's home. That is called a political enemies fight. It is trying to undermine, tear down, and destroy by any means and mechanism the political enemy. Ladies and gentlemen, suffice it to say, I believe that we're in danger in America, and more need today than ever before for Christians and conservatives and patriots to pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 Chronicles 7:14, I urge you to read that. Looking at an article, Joe Biden speaking, every generation has a moment where they have had to stand up for democracy, to stand up for their fundamental freedoms. I believe this is ours. That's why I'm running for re-election as President of the United States. Join us. Let's finish the job. That's a good signal also. Let's finish what job? The destruction of America is exactly what he's for. Here's an article. Poll warns the feds, half of America believe that government is corrupt. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's more than half of America. Here's another headline. Republicans charge Biden with intentional destruction, excuse me, of the United States of America. Joe Biden's impact on America has unfolded in a wide variety of ways since he took office. Inflation has exploded nearly 9%. Fuel prices are in the stratosphere. The southern border leaks illegals like a tissue leaks water. COVID remains a concern. America's enemies are emboldened, and even worse. This is not a sign of incompetence. It is a reflection of Biden's relentless, intentional destruction of America. And he goes on with a massive article about that, ladies and gentlemen. We need to understand the danger and the position that we're in, and we need to ask God to intervene. Headline again, Democrats plan to provide special treatment for LGBTQ illegal aliens. Did you know that? Did you know that the illegals that's coming into the border, and I've read different articles by different professionals, somewhere between 7 and 15 million, between 7 and 15 million illegals have come into America under the Biden administration. And now the Democrats are proposing, by way of legislation, special protections for the illegal aliens who are LGBTQ that would set them in a class above illegal aliens who do not claim the alternative sexual lifestyle. Dozens of party members have proposed a plan that would describe a vulnerable person and then ban authorities from detaining them. The Dignity for Detained Immigrants Act is being promoted by Representative Pamela Jaspel, J-A-Y-A-P-E-L, I've never seen that, Democrat of Washington, Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, both dedicated advocates for extreme elements of the LGBTQ agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding with the aliens that they're coming in, number one, they're not required to wear masks, not required to get a COVID shot. They have all the free medical care, all the educational benefits, and a paid cell telephone. And now you're going to provide them special treatment and special care if they're sodomites? That is a stench in the nostrils of God. That is enough to say, God, bring it on. Because what we're finding today is that absolutely in opposition to the Word of God. I'm looking at an article that I think is relevant. Our founders knew this really a long time ago when they wrote in our Declaration of Independence the following. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than the right themselves by altering or abolishing the form to which they are accustomed. When all of the current events, this writer says, are accounted for and all of those dots are properly connected, one must conclude that we are witnessing literally hundreds of lethal coincidences in America. And it goes on to talk about the things that are called coincidental. But ladies and gentlemen, the final transition before our broadcast ends today is the fact that tomorrow will be a Board of Education meeting in Jacksonville. One in Jacksonville, Florida, the school board superintendent is under scrutiny, finally under scrutiny. I think that it's time that Dr. Diana Greene just simply resign. But this one of the articles says that the headline, Future of DCPS Superintendent Expected to be Discussed at School Board Meeting on Wednesday. Duval County School Board members are set to meet on Wednesday to discuss the ongoing controversy at Douglas Anderson School of the Arts and determine who should be held accountable. Multitudes of sources within the district told news media that Superintendent Dr. Diana Greene's job may be under the microscope as some are calling for her resignation over the way she has handled this particular problem. Greene is under scrutiny following recent revelations about Douglas Anderson School of the Arts and the name of the teacher, et cetera, et cetera. But ladies and gentlemen, it is under the leadership of Dr. Diana Greene, superintendent of schools in Duval County, that allows the bathrooms to be open, where boys can go in girls' bathrooms, shower rooms, locker rooms, and dressing rooms, where some of the school tax money has been used to fund what's called the Jasmine Club over in the west part of Jacksonville, where they go out on the streets in that organization and they try to recruit boys and girls, young preteens and teenagers, to bring them into the sodomite lifestyle and help them go through a transitional stage, if you will, without parents even knowing it. Dr. Greene, ladies and gentlemen, is a Biden liberal. She needs either to resign or to be fired so that our children are safe in Duval County schools. And moms and dads, grandparents, listen, if you got a child in the Duval County Public School, I've said this many times before, take them out. Teach them at home, put them in parochial school, Christian school, homeschool, but certainly not in the governmentally controlled schools. Dr. Diana Greene, resign or be fired is my challenge. Go to that school board meeting and make that demand that she either be fired or resign. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM.